92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
I give to you today a new definition of irony. You're all familiar with wind turbines, those giant modern rotating blades that shift because of the wind and create electricity. They can be massive, longer than a Boeing 747 wing. And apparently, they don't have a very long lifespan. Even though they're made of a very dense fiberglass material, the constant wind pressure erodes them, and they have to be removed and replaced. But you can't just take them to the local dump. These things were designed to withstand hurricane-force winds, so the blades can't be easily crushed, recycled, or repurposed. How do you deal with this problem? Well, first, you have to saw through these dense fiberglass blades using a diamond-crusted industrial saw, which costs several $1,000s each, in order to create three pieces small enough to be strapped to a tractor trailer. Then you ship them across the country to the municipal landfill in Casper, Wyoming. Why? Because it's the only facility big enough to manage them. They've already processed about 9,000 worn-out wind turbine blades and counting, and tens of thousands of aging blades are scheduled to be removed from service on steel towers around the world in the next 5 years, and they have nowhere else to go but that landfill. So, I give you wind power, a great solution to a very big problem that's creating a much bigger problem. That's our new definition of irony for today.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.